Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. All unqualified praise is due to Allah, and after that all unqualified praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala alayna kitabu mubeen. Praise be to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear. Wa kana akhru ma nazala min ayatihi al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinukum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam ad-din. And long the last ayah he says, this day have I perfected for you your way of life. I've completed my favor upon you and have preferred for you al-Islam as your way of life. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment. There is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. Lahul mulku. His is the kingdom. Wa lahul hamd. To him is due all unqualified praise. Bi yadihi al-khayr. In his hand is all good. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And he has power over all things. When ashhadu anna sayyidin Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That Muhammad, to whom the Quran revealed, is his slave servant, his last and final prophet. We say, may Allah send his prayers, his peace, his blessings upon him, upon his family, upon the companions all, and upon you, O Muslims. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa Jumu'ah Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, let me begin with my apologies to my Blog Talk family. I had things so together that I went straight off and forgot my phone. So I'm used, Allah is just always reminding us, you plan and he's already planned and he's the best planner. So, mashallah, so if the sound is not what you normally expect it to be, mashallah, that's going on today. And I still have a further adjustment here to bring up my notes. Today, inshallah, we will be continuing the subject, that being manhood, masculinity, and manhood, masculinity, and the woman. Today, inshallah, will be the fourth installment of that. And basically, as we move through today, we're going to focus on the comparison of the relationship of two keywords in the verses. And if I ever get it open, then we will have that form of beginning. In any case, mashallah. My Quran is also on my phone. But let us go ahead. Yeah, take a little bit. In any case, the fourth chapter and the 34th ayah is the base of it all, and it is. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات لغيب بما حفظ الله صدق الله العظيم. This is the first half of the fourth surah. The added section of verse that we want to read in at this point is Surah Al-Ahzab, and that's 33, and that very memorable verse where Allah speaks about the men and the women. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. إن مسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشيات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. In this verse, Yusuf Ali's expression of it is for the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the believing men, the believing women, the devout men and devout women, for true men and true women, for men and women who are patient and constant, for men and women who humble themselves, for men and women who give in charity, for men and women who fast and deny themselves, for men and women who guard their chastity, for men and women who engage much in Allah's praise. For them has Allah prepared forgiveness and a great reward. And we say Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. Also, there are two hadiths that are also central to this stage of this subject. And the hadith is that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every dua of the believer is answered as long as they don't become hasty. And the question was asked, what is it to be hasty? It is to say that they make the prayer and they make the supplication. Dua and prayer are different in Islam. They make the supplication and they continue to make it, but then they finally get to a point where I don't think it's going to be answered. And then they give up the praying or the making the dua or the supplication. And when you fall into that state, you cut off the ways and means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward you for that supplication. And it said that every supplication is answered as long as it is not asking for quote unquote sin or something unrighteous or the breaking of family ties. And there's also another report also carries the message that Allah answers the dua in one of three ways. They're always answered, but they're answered in one of three ways. Either he gives you what it is that you're asking for, or he gives you something of greater value in the life that comes hereafter, or he protects you from some harm coming to you in this life. Either way, that the dua is answered. We just don't always know how the dua is answered. Now, the whole subject matter is based on understanding man and woman, because we are, in our creation, we are a unit. And we've gone through the man, al-rijal al-qawwamun 'ala an-nisa, men are the establishers of women with all the elaborated implications of that, qawwamuna, and the idea of spending on her, etc. So you have first responsibility, and then you have having her concern at heart, having her concern in your focus, and also spending of your wealth on her. Those are, let's call that, the responsibility of the body, and the two legs are the, having her concerns uppermost in your mind, and also spending your wealth on her. This is on a practical level of the nature as expected by Allah, expected from Allah of us. Now, the woman, فصالحات, righteousness is the primary, just as responsibility is primary for the man, righteousness is under God, righteousness, that is from the will of God, or from this reading of it, what's expected most of women is not responsibility, even though she has responsibility. What's expected of her most is righteousness, salihat. And then there are two legs in this reference, in that verse, regarding how is that righteousness attained. That righteousness is that she is qanit and that she's salihah. Pardon me, qanit and that she's hafiz, qanit. And so at this point we're at qanit. And it's noteworthy that the qanit and qanita. I have to emphasize the spelling, the consonants in one, in the righteous, the one that speaks to devoutly obedient, qanita, qanun ta. The one that means to despair, to give up hope, etc., is qanita, qanita. So they set it somewhat in opposition to each other. To be qanit is to be devoutly obedient. To be qanit with the ta, hard ta, is to despair, to give up hope, and that is what you don't want to do. But one of the ways you understand something as it is to understand its opposite. So when you understand its opposite, then you get a better understanding of what the thing that stands in opposition to it actually is. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, when we look into the Quran and you find another, and I say a critical place where this qanit with the soft ta, with the ta maftuah, the open ta, is in the ayah of Abraham, alayhi salatu wasalam. Abraham, who is the model, and God says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillah, hanifa wa lam yakum min al mushrikeen. It says, and Abraham was indeed a model, devoutly obedient to Allah, and true in faith, and he joined not objects of worship with Allah. So Ibrahim shows us how to be qanit. How to be qanit. He is the example. He is the example for that. And so this qanit, one thing I want to mention in passing is mashallah, inshallah, it'll come back. You say, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan. Kana ummatan. That ta'amabuta, is a feminine marker. It's a feminine marker. So it says, Abraham was an ummah. Already in the word ummah, you have the feminine in that. You have the feminine in the ummah. Ummah, And I want to say also, when we talk about khalifa, it also has a feminine. When you say imam, it also has in it the feminine. Ummat, you have in it the feminine. So there's a way to understand it that is concrete and abstract, and we know that the most important for us, in order for us to grasp the universal dimension of it, is to see it in abstract. When you see it in abstract, then you don't think about biological forms, physiological forms, material, corporeal, anthropomorphic forms. You think about the value, the principle, the idea of it. And abstract means the accurate or the truth of it, but without the details. So the suggestion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us by saying of Abraham, Inna Ibrahim kana ummat, is also a point back in subjects such as this to say, don't forget that Abraham represents the feminine also. Right? And there are ways when we understand the revelation of the Quran coming to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we can also understand, and Allah knows best, you can see the feminine also in him in that regard. So the feminine is primary. But qanit. So the idea of Abraham being qanit, and Abraham qanit in its meaning, it is to be long standing in prayer, to be devoutly obedient. And also it points to the obedience that when we talk about mazdar, when we say mazdar, one of the meanings of mazdar is to understand the root meaning of it. The root meaning of it, and Allah knows best, but in the best sense is, where does that word and how does that word relate? We losing mic? We lost the audio? Actually, I saw the word. One of those beautiful days. It'll be a real good one coming. In the matter. Usri yusr. But it's always a reminder, Allah say, you plan, and you're like, you need to just go and handle business, because the only thing it's going to be is what I say is going to be. So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. So, kanat. So, in terms of Abraham, he's the model of this kanat. And this qanit is devoutly obedient. And we were pointing to that qunut also speaks to as a mazdar, as a term, the best way of understanding, Allah knows better, that where does this word in its usage come into our vocabulary? Well, I say we say now our vocabulary, but it's like human vocabulary because it came through the Arabs first. Quran, it came in the original Arabic, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the grammar, and we have Quranic Arabic, which is not exactly the same thing as, you know, Moroccan Arabic or Egyptian or Sudanese, etc. In any case, so what's the mazdar for qanit? Qanit. It is the magnitude and the order, the type of obedience that you see in the orbit of the celestial bodies, in the behavior of natural creation, the way that the sun rises and sets, the way that the moon waxes and wanes, the way that the tides ebb and flow, the way that the seasons come and go, the way that night changes into day and day changes into night, all that is qanit. All that is qanit. That's obedience. That means it is staying true to the original nature, will, and plan of God for it. All right. So now, and let me say as I go on, but since we want to focus on the women, but the verse that we read, 33:35, waqanatina, it's not just the woman that's supposed to be like that. It's the man that's supposed to be like that, too. You can't opt out, just like with responsibility, though responsibility, kawamuna will call him kawimat, you know, that's not in that verse. But that doesn't mean that the woman is not to have the concerns of the man also in her heart, mind, consciousness, etc., but it's not primary. And that she's supposed to be responsible. It doesn't mean that it diminishes the value of responsibility when it comes to the woman. She has to be responsible as well. But as a primary role, a primary function inside of society in the work of God for building ummah, God is saying your primary role is this, And your primary role is, and for the other, your primary role is that. So primary for man is responsibility. Primary for woman is righteousness. Supportive of man's responsibility is the demonstrated concern as regard his responsibility for and to the woman. Primary in support of her righteousness, the woman's responsibility, or the woman's nature and the call of God is for her, you be focused on the order and magnitude of your worship, the order and magnitude of your obedience to the will of God. You focus on that as a primary support for your righteousness. Who's the model? Abraham is the model. Inna Ibrahim qanit. You want to know what qanit is? Look at Abraham. And it says also of Abraham who fulfilled all of his obligations. So he was obviously a very responsible person as well. So qanit. So this qanit is also, however, contrasted with qanit thaw. Contrasted just because of the nature of the words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he created human beings from sounding clay. And being created from sounding clay, then Imam Muhammad rahimahullah alayhi, he says, a part of the meaning in that is we learn and grow by the sound of words. It's not just the word, the dictionary, the technical, grammatical place of the word. It is also, but what does it sound like? And how far do you have to go? I mean, if we could forensically look at the difference in the sound of t and thought. Thought. That's the difference between those two words. But when you translate it into human behavioral terms, the t says obedient to the original nature that Allah has for you. Constant obedience, never deviating from the nature that God and the plan that God has for you. That's qanit. Qanit. The thought, that means giving up, losing hope, becoming discouraged. You see, and the point that really gripped me was the idea how slight is the difference between one and the other. What is that? In one way, is that how easy it could be to give up? How easy is it? It could be just that one more straw, and you on my last nerve. Have you ever said that?
MashaAllah.
Let me see. MashaAllah, inshallah, I can find a set of verses that I'm looking for. I'll read the English up to the point where we're 15, Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Hijr. And this is, let me go ahead and evoke the name of Hajr also. Do you think Hajr was calling it or on it? She was calling it. We make the sa'i in emulation of her not giving up. So, 15, that's the surah. 51 through 51 through 56. And I'm going to read 51 through 54 for context, and then we'll look to the Arabic too. Says, "A'udhu billah, tell them about the guest of Abraham." This is Allah revealing to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says, "Tell them about the guest of Abraham. When they entered his presence and said, 'Peace,' he said, 'We feel afraid of you.' They said, 'Fear not. We give thee glad tidings of a son endued with wisdom.' He said," that is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, "he said, Do you give me glad tidings that old age has seized me? Of what then is your good news? Let me say this, and we're going to pass it with, inshallah, somewhere later. We'll come back to it, not today. But you should be able to hear the sound of words. From mud, from sounding clay, is what we're made from, right? What does that sound like? These were angels. And the angels came to Abraham. And the angels told Abraham, we bring you, don't be afraid. Listen, get the picture. He said, we're afraid. And the angel said, don't be afraid. Do you remember anything else in the Quran where somebody, an angel came to them and they said, I'm afraid of you? And then the angel said, don't be afraid. We're bringing you good news of a son. Is it getting familiar yet? We're bringing you good news of a son. Well, how about the negation and the quote-unquote, there's got to be a better word, but it's weakness of human language, the incredulity of the recipient of the message saying, but no man has ever touched me. No. What did he say? He said, I must have misspoke. Yeah, that was a trick. So, in case, he said, we have come to you with glad tidings of a son. Can't you hear and see the drama of the angel coming to Mary and saying to her, we bring you good news of a son? And he said, how can I have a son when no man has touched me? And Abraham is saying here, how am I going to have a son in this old age? God is just drawing the reflection in the Ibrahim, kana ummat. Don't see him as a man. See him as a feminine principle that has to be in place first. And the essence of that feminine principle is righteous, devout, long-standing obedience to Allah, and that's not just for women, females, that's for all Muslims, especially those who say they're building ummah. How can you build ummah with irresponsible men and unrighteous women? Come on. You can't do it. So the mission has to be for all of us to adapt those attributes, to adapt that model in our life, our way of being, our way of seeing, and our way of acting, and our way of living. Or you're just spinning your wheels. We are just spinning our wheels until we get wrapped up and put in the grave. Don't be careful. The shaitan, we're going to go ahead and conclude this for the khutbah. The shaitan wants to get you in a state of mind where you're passive about that. I'm just going to keep up my prayer. I pray the prayer sometimes. I mean, I pray the prayer. I fast. Oh, man. You got to get your knee pads on, man. You got to get your elbow pads on. You got to roll up some sleeves. You got to do something that's really, really, really impactful and significant toward the establishment of Ummah. Do you understand, Muslim, that we only exist to establish on earth Allah's will for humanity? Allah gave us Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a witness against us, and us to be a testimony to the society. And Muhammad, when he finished his work, he asked him, have I not delivered the message? And he said, yes. And he said, and Allah is the witness. So when he left, he said, look, I did my job. And he said, let me just make up a word. Don't holify me. push me so way up there, now you ready to bow to me. Muhammad. No. Ana basharun mithlukum. I am a human being, just like you. But I know more of the word of Allah, and I'm more obedient to the word of Allah than you. Yes, that's your excuse. yourself. Be conscious of yourself and ask yourself, how much am I excusing myself from being energetic and emphatic and aggressive in the best way in my practice of the way of life with the focus being building ummah? Or am I, or is that what? Or is Islam just a set of clothes that I put on Friday? Be careful. And now for the God, this is Islam. Listen, understand.
It says, Allah created, He said, human beings as mubashirun, mubashirun wa munzirin. Mubashirin wa munzirin. Mubashir, good news. Munzirin, warning.
When you hear me talk like this, I'm listening. Trust. We got a long conversation about consciousness and thought and all that. When I talk like this, I want to be satisfied.
You were warned. You were warned. It's very important to understand that the Qadr, among its many meanings, one of its meanings is that it's one universal law that applies to all. Nobody is outside the law, including President Trump. Nobody is outside of Allah's law. And nobody gets away with anything. Nobody. It doesn't matter how long it looks like, man, it looks like they're getting away. Listen, nobody in creation gets away with anything. And if Allah has ordered a responsibility on us and we neglect and fail in that responsibility, that's a demerit on the books in the law, and it has its consequences. We might feel like we are beyond the consequences, but without Allah's forgiveness and without Allah's mercy, which we have to seek through prayer and obedience, then he's just waiting for, let's call it, the other shoe to drop. So let us be aware of that. So, Abraham, this picture gives us a picture of Abraham from the feminine side of it. But let's move on to this. It says, do you give me glad tidings that old age has seized me? Or then, what is your good news? They said, we give you glad tidings in truth. Be not then in despair. Here's the verse. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan. Qalu basharnaka bilhaq. Fala takun min al-qanitin. This is the thaw, the hard tap. So God is saying, the angel told him and God revealed it. He said, don't be in despair. Don't let the idea that because you have reached old age or anything like that this cannot reach you. No, this is the reality. We come to deliver you the message of the reality. If we come here and we tell you that, and God has said that is the hop. So don't, Ornithine, don't be among those who despair, brother and sister. Don't be among those who despair. And then God explains, by revealing it in the words of the angels to Abraham, he says, Qala, wa man yaqnatu, and no one despairs, min rahmati, of the mercy Rabbihi, of his Lord, illa dallun. Sadaqa. If you're despairing, you're astray. If you're despairing, you're astray. That warrants a third. If you're despairing, you're astray. According to who? Allah, who created us. Don't let any feelings, thoughts, sense of despair, discouragement, loss of hope. Don't let it take up residence in your thoughts and in your consciousness. You got to keep making dua.
You have to keep making prayer. You have to be qanut. You have to be long standing in prayer. That long? Yeah. That long. Until you die. Until you die.
You know, there are a lot of things that would be humorous I would inject right there, but this ain't funny, man.
Okay. Some things may be funny, I've said it. Some things may be funny, but it ain't no joke. This is no joke. The next time you feel yourself in a state, and of course our greater focus is on the women. The next time you feel yourself in a state that says, I don't know. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Some of you, you know, when you first start feeling that itch in the back of your throat or that first little sniffle, you say, oh, wait. You go running after whatever you run after because you feel something coming that's going to be flu, cold, something else.
Well, do the same thing with despair. Do the same thing with discouragement. Do the same thing with, oh, I'm not sure how things going to turn out. No, it's going to turn out the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for it to turn out. It ain't going to be nothing different. So do you have doubts about Allah? If you have no doubts about Allah, handle your business. What's next on your agenda? What are you supposed to do next? Do that. And however the other matter that's concerning you gets taken care of, God's got it. That's on it. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. So this qanit, being long standing in prayer, being true to the original nature, holding to the place that Allah created you for. This is very important. This is fitrata. There's another feminine. Fitrata. Fitratallahi lati. Feminine. Nature is feminine. That's what we call it. Mother Nature. The universe is a symbol of the feminine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah says that He خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. You all started from the feminine. And biologically, it is true that we were all feminine in principle before we diverged off to become masculine. And that being, that zygote, from which the male gets, transmuted by virtue of the hormones that are released at a certain time during the pregnancy, and so therefore it becomes a male, whereas no change takes place in the being that did not get the bath of hormones that made the other being male. So here's a picture. We all start off, nafsum wahidatim, what? Feminine. As we evolve in gestation, the bath, when the decision is made, this one is going to be male. The hormone bath comes and then it diverges off to become male. What happens to this one? It keeps going. Well, what do you mean? It was always what it was from the start.
Now, I know it's not fair, but I need to say it this way. You know, Frisco might put a twist on it. It's like, that ain't the kind of twist we talking about. But let's keep moving.
The message is this. خَلَقَ فَسَوَّ وَقَدَّرَ فَهَادَ. خَلَقَ فَسَوَّ وَقَدَّرَ فَهَادَ. Allah gave you your form and gave you a place within the system, potentiated you in a certain way, and gave you a place in the guidance of Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن التقويم. The human being is made in the most excellent mold. Come on. I know we mess these bodies up. I'm number one included. There's a big mirror in front of me. I'm looking. We mess these bodies up. You know? But God said, I didn't make it like that. You made it like that. Right? It was cool what I gave it to you. Not just that. It was excellent. Alhamdulillah. So, but you still got a chance. Get it back. I'll let Ibrahim right here get you in shape. So in any case, when you have that form, and in the form that Allah gave the woman, Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah, most excellent. So there's your form. Now, I have a place for you in that form, in my system of things. Man, you're over here with responsibility and concern and spending of the wealth that your physiology enables you to acquire more so because her sedentary life and nature and requirements of her life as the female does not put in a position to compete it by nature with and in that. But you're excelling in that matter. That's the fuddle that I gave you. Now you spend some of that fuddle on her because I gave her a job that keeps her locked down, let's just put it like that, for by nature, right? Now, woman, given that that man behaves in that way with you, then you have, they're good, they're good, they're good right there where they are. We're almost done. They're good. So we have that responsibility in the context of staying in the role that Allah created for us. Men have a role that Allah has created for them. Women have a role that Allah has created for them. Fasawwa, they have a place within the system. And that place within the system is how the qunut is achieved. Know your place and stay in it. Know your place and stay in it. And when you know your place and stay in it, you are obeying what Allah has ordered. And then qaddara, what's going to come as a result of that? The potential that Allah has given you is going to come forward because that potential cannot be realized if you are out of place. And Allah has made it such that ba'dahum ala ba'd, each one of you have natural obligations to the other. This is in the verse. Each one of you have natural obligations to the other. Why? Because I have a system, Allah. And in my system, the males do this. And in my system, the females do that. And when you both dynamically interact with each other aligned with your correct place, that's when you're going to see your power come out. That's when you're going to see your potential realized. The absence of the realization of your innate gifted potential is because of the absence of having, because of having not created the womb that is the precondition for the growth of that potential. How are you going to grow a plant and you haven't put the seed in the ground? The relationship between males and females is the soil for the production, the realization of the potential in both of us as males and females. Two things. Allah says in the Quran, "An-nisa'ukum harfun lakum." Your women are harf. Your women are cultivated earth. And when you look into that word, first you got the natural connection between Mother Nature that I've spoken of. He said, God is saying right there also, not only is the universe feminine, not only is feminine a reflection of the nature of creation, not only have you been led to call it Mother Nature, so you have that in the sky, but right beneath your feet is another expression of the fact that she is natural, that she is true to nature. And when you look at the word harf, harf also means something that is to be studied. That's the literal word, harf, to be studied. Now, how many men study women? But let's talk about this now. Your woman. Let's work with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how much time? Now, you might spend a lot of time arguing, fighting, being mad, living together, doing whatever. But how much do you know her? I mean, have you said back then, what's she like? What she don't like? When does she go to the left? When does she go to the right? Why does she go to the left? Why does she go to the right? Or are you just reacting to whatever she does, whatever she does, just try, I'm just trying to stay out of the line of fire. That's how I'm doing. Yeah, baby, what you need? Okay, I got it. So you may as well do that little step and fetch thing. And she don't hold no man like that.
And she can't help it. That's a part of nature, too.
I'm looking at my car because my plan was to be shorter. So, therefore, So that means it's an area of study and studying her and, oh, marriage is less. Bale, One of its meaning is to take a mate. So now when we talk about Mesdar, just like we talk about Kunut and the orbits of the celestial bodies, then that Mesdar for Bale, it means a plant or a landmass enjoying the benefit of natural irrigation. You have the mesdar of the word when you see what phenomena in nature does the root point to. Bali, which means marriage or to take a mate, it points to, in the mesdar sense, it points to in the original sense, it points to a plant or a land mass enjoying the benefit of natural irrigation. So what does it mean? Marriage is the cultivation spot. Marriage is the place where the seed realizes its destiny. A seed unmarried is not in the siwaya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for it. That is where we need to get so that the cultivation can happen. That's really what it is. So there's much more, mashallah, to be said. Last sentence or two is this. What we said, my sister, is that by Allah making Qanit one of the fundamental supportive principles of his plan for you, by making Qanit that significant for you, by revealing it, he's saying your life, in a very primary sense, you already know this, but now it's been explicit. I believe you know this because you've lived this, many of you. Your life is a life that is going to do it. The nature of your life as a female is a life and an existence that by its nature calls for more and longer prayer. It calls for more and longer devotion and obedience to Allah. Listen, it is Allah. I'll put it this way. Allah is saying, look, I know the situation I put you in. You was born as a female, and I made this. Let me talk colloquially real quick. I made this guy. I know this guy. He's hasty. He's impulsive. He's aggressive. He's egotistical in his worst self. But I have put something in you that can transform that, but you don't get that key until you transform yourself by your relationship with me, Allah. So I know it's hard. Allah, I know being a woman in the world of human beings, not easy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us by the revelation that, listen, I know what you need. Be righteous and be longstanding in prayer. Find your place in the order as I have designed it. I got you. And everything that we expect from Allah, every reward that Allah has promised, is sure. It's haq. It's reality. So I'm saying, if you feel a sense of being just under pressure and under difficulty, and there's a constant nonstop of things that just really put you on your knees all the time because it seems like care and woe, don't go to Quran and thought. Just recognize that, oh, okay, so that's a part of the life of being a woman, but Allah created me this way, and Allah put me in this role, so Allah has got me. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha. Allah plays out no soul or burden beyond the scope. So I should understand that, yes, God has put me in a situation, yes, it's not unnatural in this total scheme of things, and yes, it calls for me to be more devoted and calling on God more so, but that's the life that Allah has given me. That's the life that I have. And Allah has also given me with that a promise. And His promise is true. So you just stay kunut and don't become qan and thaw. And Allah's promise is true.
Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Oh Allah, give us the excellent things in this world and excellent things in the world to come and save us from the chastisement of the fire. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة. Oh Allah, let not our hearts go astray if you have guided us right and grant us some perfect in your own presence, and truly you are the director of bondage without measure. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة من ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولي ولدي وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. Oh Allah, make us to keep up prayer and our offspring too. Our Lord, accept our prayer. Oh Allah, grant your forgiveness to our parents and grant us your blessings on the day when the taking. Ameen. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استووا واستقيموا يرحمكم الله ويثابكم الله. Make our roads straight and even. Ain't no gaps. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم جهر ما يخفى ونيسرك ليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى فذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبكى إن هذا لفي صحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله من ذا الذي الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم
Haniva Mahasiswa Peter's family, and Ulysses K. Peter's family, we have a new baby girl. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Takbir. Haniva Mahasiswa.
I need to tell you that.